Well, good evening and welcome to Spirit Life Training. I'm glad to be back with you. A couple of things of order of business, well, just really one. Next week is the Prosperity Revival. It is November 1st through the 5th. We have two sessions per day, 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m., all Central Standard Time. It'll be live online at leroythompson.tv. You're not responsible, or put like this. All night sessions are mandatory. There'll be, of course, you know, there'll be attendance quizzes for all night, all the night sessions. The day sessions are optional, but I suggest you attend them because the whole session, all 10 sessions will be powerful. There will be importations taking place and you'll learn a lot. And these past 2 years of, if you don't know anything of these past 2 years, you know that you got to have your money right. And so we'll be talking about that next week. Second of all, I am streaming live from my home office. I gave my home office to my oldest daughter, who's a senior at LSU in interior design. So she used the office much more than I was using. So I let her design it and everything. So these pictures that are behind me, you know, the Hello Beautiful, those are not my, those are not my pictures. Those are her pictures. So I just want you to know that she, this is her office. I'm using her office. So don't think ain't no funny business going on here. Yeah, I have one daughter at LSU and I have a daughter at Northwest Florida playing fast pitch softball. And she is majoring in English and going to, so far she's saying she's going to law school. So praise God for that. The last 2 weeks, we've been dealing with the aspect of the soul, the emotions. And man, it took 2 weeks to deal with the emotions because it's that part of our soul is fully packed. We went over how to control the emotions, how we filter the emotions, how we are to let the emotions, our emotions, fuel our obedience to God. See, emotions are the fuel to action. You know, you a lot of times you're not motivated to do something until an emotion kicks in. And if your emotions are not under control, it will cause you to do some things that you will regret later, some things that you didn't want to do. So get those emotions under control. Tonight, we're going to deal with another aspect of the soul called the intellect and reasoning. Now, you know, a lot of times we deal with intellect and reasoning and we like to downplay education, downplay intelligence. We're just going to rely on the spirit. When actually, in actuality, God gave us our intelligence and gave us our ability to reason. God expects us to use our minds. You know, when God told Noah to build the ark, he only gave Noah measurements and what wood to use. Noah had to use his intelligence on how to build it. Go back and read the passage. God gave him dimensions, told him what kind of wood to use, but Noah had to use his intelligence to engineer it. Oh man. So that means God gave us our intellect and our reasoning to use. But here's the problem. A lot of times we use our intellect to reason ourselves out of obedience of God's plan. So we get into disobedience. And so we have to train our intellect to cooperate with God's thoughts. We have to train our intellect to cooperate with the thoughts of God. God has a mind and he has an intellect. How can the intellect or the infinite wisdom of God, I mean, he knew how to create the earth. He knew how to put the sun where at the right distance. He knew how to put the stars into place. He knew how to put gravity in place. That comes from intelligence. God had to God knew all that and he put all that in motion. So all of these inventions and discoveries that man is making and coming about, it's not they creating anything. They are just discovering what God has already established. So God is by far the most intelligent being that will ever exist. And here's the wonderful news. You have access to God's intelligence. You can reason with him. Jeremiah 29 and 11, turn there. Jeremiah 29 and 11, it's powerful. Watch this. Jeremiah 29 11. Now watch how much sense this makes. We're going to read this slow and let it sink in. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Who said it? The Lord. God your Father. God your Creator. God your Protector. God your Provider. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think. You can't think without an intellect. That I think towards you, said the Lord. Here's the thing. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So let's do deductive reasoning here. Let's use our intellect. So if there's anything that shows up in our lives that's evil, you can automatically know that God is not involved. So that means I need to go to God to find out his thoughts so I can counteract this evil thing that's happening in my life. Because his thoughts are not evil, not of evil, but to give us an expected end. Oh my goodness. Let that sink in. God said, I know the thoughts. So if God knows the thoughts, then that means we have the ability to access his thoughts. So, you know, God's creation, the world, the heavens, they are always showing us how God thinks. Psalms 19 verses 1 through 4 talks about that in our language, how we talk and how we discover things. His creation is always giving us how intelligent God is. His thoughts, there's another scripture that talks about his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Now, of course, he wasn't talking to us, his children. He was talking to non-believers. He was talking to heathens. He was trying to tell them, listen, I'm much more intelligent than you. My ways are more sophisticated than yours. This is the wonderful thing. We as Christians, we can go up to God's intelligence. We can go up to God's ways. We have access. We have access to his thoughts. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. But here's the problem. Let's go back to Adam and Eve. The problem is when we think we're intelligent within ourselves. The moment you think that you are intelligent within yourself, you've opened yourself up to the tricks of the enemy. You open yourself up to the tricks of the enemy when you rely on your intelligence alone. When you just rely on your intelligence, now you're up against somebody who's in an unseen world that can see things quicker than you, that can come across things quicker than you, and can trip you up. But we also have access in the unseen world through God our Father. Go to Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs, the third chapter. Watch this. Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs 3rd church, 3rd chapter. Solomon gives us the greatest remedy to having an intelligence that rebels against God. Ephesians the 3rd chapter, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, our soul, mind. Watch this. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct your path. Look at verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Wow. Fear the Lord, or respect the Lord, and depart from evil. Look at Proverbs, I think it's, let's see, let me find it. Proverbs, let me find it real quick. Let me find it. Proverbs 5, is it? All right, Proverbs 4. Go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Now, you get wisdom through your spirit, but it has to register in your intellect. Your spirit gives you access to the supernatural. Your spirit gives your mind access to the supernatural. But once your mind get there, it got to sit in this place and it got to be ready to receive. Don't come up with that. It has to be ready to receive. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, that's one of my favorite scriptures behind Matthew 6:33. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. This is important that you understand what Solomon was saying here. He says, wisdom is the main thing. Let me rephrase this. God's wisdom is the main thing that will cause you to be successful in life. So therefore, get God's wisdom. And when you go to get God's wisdom, get understanding. Now, that puzzled me a long time. Get understanding. What does that mean to get understanding? Now, it deals with our intellect. See, when you have an intellect that rebels with God, you will always find yourself trying to reason yourself out of God's instructions. But an intellect that does not rebel against God will get understanding. From this day forward, you should never say, I don't understand something. I'm going to tell you why. Unless you really know what you're talking about. Let's break the word understand down. Let's break it down. Understand. Understand. Or stand under. Understand. Stand under. What that word really means is when you understand something, it doesn't mean clarity. Clarity comes from understanding, but the process happens so fast that you don't realize what you did. So when clarity comes, you say, oh, I get it. The process happens so fast, you didn't realize what you did. When you want to understand something, and once you get this concept, you can understand what you want to understand, and some things you choose not to understand. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example at the end when I explain what I'm saying. Understand or stand under simply means, understanding means you taking your thoughts and you bringing them and you yielding or bringing them under God's thoughts. You're taking your thoughts and you're bringing them under God's thoughts. Now, let me give you an example. I was in college. I graduated from LSU in accounting. And there are different inventory methods to track inventory. You got FIFO, first in, first out. I'm throwing a lot of acronyms at you. Don't worry about that. LIFO, last in, first out. Then you got the average cost method. Well, I was taking an exam. And I studied. And I understood first FIFO. I understand the average cost method, but I couldn't understand last in, first out, LIFO method. For some reason, I couldn't grasp that. I didn't understand it. So exam time come, the day of the exam. I say, Holy Spirit, I need help. I don't understand LIFO. During the exam, I read the problem for LIFO, and immediately it came together and I understood and I was able to answer the question and solved the problem in my accounting exam. I understood what happened. I'm showing you a key now. I'm going to give you a key. I asked the Holy Spirit for help. You know what the Holy Spirit did? The Holy Spirit made me take my thoughts and submit them to the LIFO principle. So I wasn't trying to make LIFO fit into my thoughts. I took my thoughts and submitted them to the principles of last in, first out. So I understood it. Anything that you can't understand is a simple fact that you have not chosen to let your thoughts submit to the principle standing. You still want to be above that principle. As soon as you take your thoughts and yield, your thoughts to that principle, you will be able to understand. So you taking your thoughts and you're standing under that principle. So clarity comes. So just as I just broke down that principle of understand to you, there are some things I just don't understand. I do not understand homosexuality. Don't understand it. I refuse to submit my thoughts to homosexuality, which means, because why? My thoughts have been submitted to God's thoughts. So I don't care. People telling me I need to walk in love. Yes, I love the person, but I don't like their behavior. And I don't love their behavior and I don't understand it. And I'm not going to accept it. I'm not standing under that principle because it's an evil principle. It's a principle that wants to destroy mankind. Homosexuality. So I don't understand it. I don't understand drugs. I don't understand cocaine. I will not submit my thoughts to it. It's meant to destroy. I don't understand it. I refuse to. Now, when you some things you must refuse to understand, which means you're not entertaining it because God has spoken about it. God has his thought. He has given you thoughts about it. So if God has given me my thoughts, have given me his thoughts about it, and anything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, I bring it into captivity. I bring it under subjection until the obedience of Christ. So therefore, there's some things that I do not understand and I refuse to understand. I don't care how many explanations they come with it. I am not standing under that thought process. I hope you get what I'm saying. At the same time, God said, all thy getting, get understanding when it comes to his wisdom. So that means that I have the ability to think like God think and to understand what God understands. People don't realize when you read Moses and all of his exploits, that's Moses' secret. Moses spent time with God daily to understand how God thinks, to understand God's desires, to understand what God wanted. This is why God backed Moses up so much. This is, and the very one time when God couldn't back Moses up is when he let his emotions get the best of him. When God told Moses to speak to the rock and the people had frustrated Moses so much that he struck the rock. Oh, glory to God. See how simple these things are, how the enemy can trick us up with such simple things that we give him power to do. God says in Isaiah 1, verse 19. Go there, Isaiah 1 and 19. I hope you understood the principle of understanding. Isaiah 1, 19. Watch this. See, we read verse 19. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look at verse 18. Come now and let us reason together. Says who? The Lord. Though your sins, which simply means sins, another word for actions, be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Other words, God is saying, by the time you finish reasoning with me and you get understanding, you take your thoughts and submit them to my thoughts, Your ways, your actions will be straightened out, and your paths that was crooked will be straight. Remember now, the Bible says that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? Light unto my path. His word, his thoughts, his understanding. So when I submit my thoughts to his, clarity comes about my life. When I submit my thoughts to God's thoughts, clarity comes about my path. What I'm supposed to be doing, where I'm supposed to be. Don't be like the Pharisees. The Pharisees were intelligent of their own accord. They believed because they knew the laws and they could try to live the laws. They were relying on their own intellectual acumen. They were relying on their own intellectual abilities. You must never rely on your own intellectual abilities. You must realize that God knows everything, and everything that I know came from him. The Bible says John 3:27, a man can receive nothing unless it comes from heaven. Glory to God. So there's no situation, no thing that you face that you cannot walk your way through with the intelligence of God, because you go to get his wisdom. You go to get his wisdom, and when you get his wisdom, you sit down and you get understanding. You take time to take your thoughts and submit your thoughts to his thoughts. Why? Because he know the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Moses was so accurate in meditating with God and understanding God's thoughts and wanting God to be right and wanting to display the rightness of God so much that he told Joshua, listen, do what Moses told you to do. Go back and read Joshua 1. He said, go and do what Moses told you to do. Then he said, this book of the law, what book of the law? The book of the law that I gave to Moses. Let it not depart of thy mouth, but thou meditate therein day and night. Observe to do all that is written therein. Then you will make your way successful and you will make your way prosperous. God has given us the same opportunity. When we meditate his word, when we spend time with him and we begin to submit our thoughts to his thoughts, then our intelligence becomes sharper. When you submit your thoughts to God's thoughts, then you allow the gifts of the Spirit to kick in. The gifts of prophecy, the gift of discerning of spirits, word of knowledge. All those things begin to kick in when you submit, glory to God, when you submit your thoughts to his thoughts. Lean not to your own understanding. Watch this. Go to John, 1 John. The second chapter. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. When you submit your thoughts to God, that's when you open a door for the gifts to kick in. The gift of prophecy. The gift of word of knowledge. The discerning of spirits. Because you're submitting your intelligence to his. So therefore, you're giving yourself access to infinite knowledge. Watch this in 1 John 2. Watch what this says. Not John the Gospel, 1 John 2. Watch this, 1 John 2. Glory to God. 1 John 2. 1 John 2, verse 20. What it says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and what? Ye know all things. Notice what preceded. You have an unction from the Holy One, meaning I know all things because I submit my thoughts to God's thoughts. So there's nothing, there's no trick can be pulled on me. You'll be like that king with Elijah. Elijah was telling the king, he said, this day, the king gonna try to do this. The king was prepared. The next day he said, the king gonna try to do this. He was prepared. Then the king that was trying to get this stuff done said, if there's somebody, it seems like this man is in my bedchamber. He knows every move I'm going to make. How is that? Because Elijah submitted his thoughts to God. So therefore, he can get understanding. He can receive things from God that the normal person can't receive because they refuse to yield their thoughts. They refuse to yield their intelligence to God. I tell you tonight, if you choose to submit your intelligence to God, you submit your intellect to God, you submit your reasoning to God, come reason, come let us reason together. When you do that, you will outsmart everybody around you that's trying to do you harm. You will outsmart everything the world system will bring against you. I've seen it over and over in the ministry. I've seen it over and over in my personal life. I've seen it over and over in other people's lives. When they submit their thoughts to God, glory to God, when they submit their thoughts to God, they give themselves access to infinite wisdom, divine intelligence, divine authority, divine power. Praise God. You must properly use your intellect for the will of God. He says you have an unction and you know all things. Notice that you have an unction from the Holy One. The 27th verse says the anointing that abides in you, you need no man teach you anything. That doesn't mean you can't learn from other men. That means you can't learn from the fivefold ministry gift. That means you can't learn from somebody who have been someplace that you need to go. What it's saying is when you're in a situation and you need to know something and you need to learn something, when you choose to pause and submit your intellect to the will of God and to the thoughts of God, you'll know anything you need to know at any time you need to know it. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind. Listen, Joseph, he submitted his thoughts to God and had dreams and was able to help somebody who was clueless, Pharaoh. I mean, over and over throughout the Bible, we see men and women of God. Ruth submitted her thoughts to God. Told Naomi, "I'm not going nowhere. I'm submitted to you. I'm here with you." And then the intelligence of God through Naomi told her what to do. Oh man! And she received. And she married Boaz. Come on now, that's the intelligence of God. That's God's intelligence. A lot of us are trying to figure things out on our own. Just settle down. Settle down. Begin to get your thoughts with the thoughts of God. How do I do that? You begin to talk to God. See, that's really what Reverend Thompson is trying to get us to do in prayer, is get us to talk to God so God can talk to us. Prayer has to be a two-way street if it's going to be effective. It can't be just you doing all the talking and you going through the ritual of prayer. It has to be God talking to you also. That's where you get wisdom. That's where you get understanding, is when you spend time with God in prayer. Prayer meaning I'm meditating his word, meaning I'm asking him questions. Lord, we don't know what Joseph had. Look at Joseph. He submitted his thoughts to God. He said, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That is a intelligence or intellect submitting statement. Intellect submitting to God statement. God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. Jesus had that same thing. Jesus said, I don't do nothing but what the Father tells me to do. I don't say anything but what the Father tells me to say. This is why Jesus was so effective in using parables, because God used him to tell parables so that our intellect can wrap around kingdom concepts. Are you seeing it? So our minds can submit to kingdom concepts. You are intelligent. You can think the thoughts of God. I don't care what nobody else telling you. I don't care what kind of grades you made in school. I'm not talking about education now. Education is wonderful and nothing wrong with education, just so long that you don't bring education above the intelligence of God. I have a BS in accounting. Now, it depends on who you talk to. The BS can mean one or two things. Some say it's Bachelor of Science. Other people say it's, okay, you get it. but I will never allow that to override God's intelligence. When it comes to God, I know nothing. He knows everything. And I'm willing to download everything he wants to reveal to me. That's why I approach his word. I don't care how many times, my favorite scripture, Matthew 6:33, I don't care how many times I've read that scripture. When I approach that scripture, I approach it with the knowing that if I submit my thoughts to God's thoughts, God going to show me something else in this scripture that's going to help me live a better life, going to help me live the way he designed me to live. You must always be ready to submit your thoughts to God. Every time you submit your thoughts to God, you just gave yourself the opportunity to become infinitely intelligent. I'm going to say it again. Every time you submit your thoughts to God, you've opened yourself up. You've given yourself an opportunity to be infinitely intelligent, because now you have access to the most infinite intelligence that's ever existed. You've accessed the intelligence that's created the earth. You've accessed the intelligence that hung the stars. You've accessed the intelligence that hung the sun. You've accessed the intelligence that put enough oxygen on here that can last for millions of years. You've just accessed the intelligence that knows what all the silver is. All the silver is, all the gold. You've just accessed the infinite intelligence that can tell you when somebody's trying to pull one on you. You've just accessed the infinite intelligence that can tell you how you can restore your body to health. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed tonight. Don't forget about next week. It's Prosperity Revival. Night sessions are mandatory, but you want to attend all the sessions. I bless you tonight, and I look forward to seeing you at the Prosperity Revival. Have a wonderful night.